Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's cross to speak to Professor Elise Brezes, Director of the Azriela Center for Economic Policy. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Before we talk about things, other things, which is your best decade of music? You see, you never thought you'd be asked that, huh?
No, I like classical music.
Ah, classic. So it's timeless. So it's timeless music. All right. Every decade. Exactly.
But and if there is a song, a French song that was, Voilà, which was 2 years ago, very known. So, you see.
All right, so there we go. Much more classic and refined tastes from the professor this morning. Let's talk about other things besides music. Let's talk about Israel's the economic situation in Israel. The war, of course, has to impact. We know it's impacted tourism, the restaurant business, entertainment, things like that must suffer. How has the economy fared over the last year and a half?
Well, when you look at the data, you see that the output, the GDP per capita fell down only by 0.4%. So it is exactly the sectors that you spoke about, tourism, restaurants. Mm-hmm. There are some people still in the army. But the economy is still strong. And not only, but if you look at the wages, they went up. So we are in a war, but the problem is more social than economic. We are maybe before big changes, because people understand that we cannot continue like that. But if you speak only about economics, the economy continue to run quite okay. I wouldn't say well, but okay.
Which is actually incredible, if you think about it, that that after this level of intense war, where, as you've said, many people are called away from work, they're focusing on being maybe in the army or other things, that the economy has been more or less stable.
This is true, but we have to take into account that the high tech, you know, you can do it everywhere. You don't need to be anymore at work the whole time, so it has continued to develop.
Right.
In fact, what has suffered are the exports. They went down by 6%, and also, of course, investments. So it's not clear what will be in the next few years. Right. But this year was terrible from the society
social
point of view. Yes, the society, but from the economics, let's say the truth, we have absolutely we have no unemployment.
Which is insane,
So you know, you don't have people looking for jobs. Everybody gets a salary. So from this point of view, and when you look at consumption, it went up. Because people are not going, you know, overseas, so they buy here, they buy in Israel. So on the economy, on the short run, the short term, there is almost nothing to say.
That's incredible. Do you think it also makes a difference that if people are called away from work to serve in the army, that those salaries are still covered, that the businesses are assisted? Has that made a difference to the economy?
Of course. You know, if you don't get a salary, that will be terrible. Not only, but for some of them, the salary at the army is higher than what they had. Therefore, we saw also an increase. And therefore, it's true that it's not easy to be in the army, but the effect is social. The effect is on their family, but the economic effect is not too terrible. Of course, there are some independent work that they have suffered, but the numbers are quite small. So therefore, we see wages going up and the economy slowing down, but not a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only, you know, less than 1% of GDP per capita.
That's so interesting. That is so interesting. But the comment that you made that there might be a lag, how long before we know the impact that it still might have, or how long before Israel can be confident that it has moved through this without a lag impacting the economy?
Oh, I'm not sure that it is not impacting in the long term. Mm. I think that in the next few years, we will have to see a change, because you see, we didn't invest enough in infrastructure. So there will be a problems of roads, not enough roads, and schools are really in a very bad condition. There are no teachers, there are not, you know, and this is going to affect in the long run. But, you know, maybe the AI, maybe the changes in technology, we think that maybe we don't, you know, some people say maybe you don't need teachers anymore. You can just take a robot.
Right.
Right.
But that's not necessarily around the war. That is probably every country in the world is struggling with that sort of change.
You are correct, but this is going to be a positive change in Israel, because we don't have enough teachers.
Ah, I see.
So then this can just, maybe we don't have to look for new teachers. Maybe we will just take robots.
Very, very interesting.
So it could be that the problem will not be as acute as some of the economists are thinking. But this we don't know now.
And that we'll have to wait and see. I do need to end there. We do need to go to the news. Professor Elise Brizis, who is the director of Azrieli Center for Economic Policy, Department of Economics, talking to us about the economy in Israel. Absolutely fascinating how little impact the war has had on the economy. It is 7:01.